The roar heard round the world. Ago, Charles Dickens, the famous novelist, wrote, "Of all my children, I love David best." He was speaking of David Copperfield, the sturdy little lad who grew to young manhood amid such amazing romantic adventures. And now the fictional hero of Dickens' most famous story has come to the screen, along with the comical Micawber, Mrs. Copperfield, Aunt Betsy, Mr. Dick, Uriah Heep, Dora, and all the others of this beloved tale. In Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's David Copperfield, we see them all. They live again in the true atmosphere and environment of Dickens' day. It is to David Copperfield that this program is dedicated. And we first hear the Copperfield Overture, played by the Symphonic Orchestra under the baton of Dr. William Axe. Now a scene from the picture. There has been much skullduggery afoot, and our old friend Micawber has donned his top hat and gallantly gone to the rescue of his young friend David. In the scene to follow, we hear the voices of W.C. Fields as Micawber and Roland Young as Uriah Heep.
Dear Miss Trotwood, Mr. Copperfield, Mr. Dick, Miss Wickfield, Mr. Wickfield, and others whom it may concern, in denouncing the most consummate villain that ever existed, I ask no consideration for myself. I have been enmeshed in this villain's machinations. But I declare that Heap, and Heap only, of the firm of Whitfield and Heap, is the forger and cheat.
Liar! Bargaining with you for this. You only carried out my orders. You're in as much as I.
Approach me, you heap of infamy. And if your head is human, I'll break it. I cast off your yoke. I defy you. Come on! Come on! Come on! I have now concluded, and although poverty and imprisonment may follow, I trust that the labors of these investigations may be as a sprinkling of sweet water upon my funeral pyre. I ask no more. In mere justice, let it be said of me, as of a gallant naval hero, that what I have done, I did for England, home, and beauty.
David Copperfield was produced by David O. Selznick and directed by George Cukor of Little Women fame. Assisting in the preparation of the story for the screen was Mr. Hugh Walpole, noted author of Captain Nicholas, Vanessa, and many other successes. Mr. Walpole, one of the outstanding authorities on Dickens, came to Hollywood from London to participate in this important work. We are very happy to have Mr. Walpole on this program with us. What is your impression of the screen version of David Copperfield, Mr. Walpole?
Thank you very much. It's been a great honor to be connected with the attempt to put David Copperfield on the screen for the first time in history. And a great adventure, too. Because I really think you'll find, I think we'll all find, the characters in this film are most human and lifelike. And not only the characters, but it seems to me that the Dickens atmosphere of old London and old England of 100 years ago has been wonderfully caught and held. I may be prejudiced, but that's what I think is the truth, and I hope everyone will agree with me.
You are listening to a program dedicated to the new Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, David Copperfield, which brings to the screen each tender emotional scene, each exquisite thrill of Charles Dickens' masterpiece. Portraying the characters of the story are 65 great screen personalities, headed by W.C. Fields, Lionel Barrymore, Madge Evans, Maureen O'Sullivan, Edna May Oliver, Frank Lawton, Elizabeth Allen, Basil Rathbun, Lewis Stone, Freddie Bartholomew, and many others. Your announcer, Kenneth Carpenter.